שהלוחס בארץ ישראל זיין בחשבון מבקשים על הקשומים ברוך עלינו עושה הלוחן של חנוך בני ארץ ישראל לסטארט בזיין בחשבון to ask for rain. בעצם זה שטיקל האורי. Why בזיין בחשבון? We say Geshem already in Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, b'davening for Geshem. So the Gemara says, because the early regolim, they have to walk back to the houses. It takes 15 days to the one that is the most far away. And mele, we don't want that the rain will get them in the way. So mele, we don't ask for the rain. B'zayin b'cheshm. Be'etzem, the right thing would be to ask for kshomim straight. Tfilas geshem, and miyad, mashiv urach umeir le geshem, v'sein talumoto. Abaval, till they go back to their houses, we don't want them to be caught in the rain, so we don't ask. Say, over alamolab, say, b'shalom chaim Kanievsky. So the kash is, so why in the end of the winter, 15 days before Pesach, we don't stop to ask for the rain? They're also coming in the way, what's this? So I heard once of Chaim Kanievsky said a vote, he said it. I didn't hear it from him himself, so. But he said that in the summer they came with summer clothes. So the big coat, they don't have the coats on. The winter they're anyway going with coats. Yeah, so, no. Ken Zain Efsha Nocha Teretz. We may not get about it, so if you call him Shom Zalman. Could be Nocha Teretz that in the winter, if you stop to ask for rain, what would be if we don't have enough rain? So, what if we don't have enough rain? So, you can't stop. And now, forget before the winter comes, say no. We'll down very stark during the winter. There'll be enough rain. We can't stop to ask for rain. We're not too sure if we got all of the rain. But if it does it halacha in Eretz Yisrael. The nafkemina is, as stated in Poskim, what would be if a person that gave the clap, Mashiv Ruach Umeir Geshem, he didn't know this chazal that, you know, you wait to Zayin B'cheshvan. He started to say the same talumot already earlier. So a lot of poskim hold that he doesn't have to be choyza. Even though the halacha that in the summer, if you say the same talumot, you have to be choyza. It's already winter. We don't want it to rain on the early regolim. No. This time they will get wet, yeah? Anyway, it's not regolim today. But doesn't say that the Kanas Chazal, but the heaven, if you said the same talumot, nothing happened. Very wichtig, was he bald. In Chutz La'aretz, the meaning is we ask for the Kshamim, Samach Yoim Achar Tkufas Tishrei. Normally it happens in the 4th of December. Sometimes it happens in the 5th of December. It's totally in February. If it's 28 days, so then it's the 4th of December. In a year that February is 29 days, it comes out in the 5th of December. Now, the Shaila is, what happens a ben chutz la'aretz that lives in Eretz Yisrael? Or a ben Eretz Yisrael that lives in chutz la'aretz? What is the halacha? Ben chutz la'aretz shenimtza b'Eretz Yisrael or ben Eretz Yisrael shenimtza b'chutz la'aretz? So we know like Yom Tov Sheni is all different halachas. Chutz la'aretz, the people, even if they're here for 2 years, they have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Al Tisrael, they get people that in America, they keep one day on Tef. Al Chumra, they have not to do Melochet. Legami v'sein talumoto, there's no musig. I'm a Chutz La'aretz like a person, I'm a Tisrael like a person. If you're in this country, you're called, you daven lefi this country. If you're in America, you daven lefi. So, if a person lives here for 3 years, he doesn't have shailas. He says v'sein talumoto, like they say here. And Geman came for 3 years to live in Al Tisrael. So legabi ala halachas, yontef, he has to keep 2 days yontef. But legabi v'sein talumotor, he lives Ramat Eshkol for 3 years, he says v'sein talumotor, azei v'renum al Eretz Yisrael dike. Eretz Yisrael dike, that lives in Chutz La'aretz, says like a Chutz La'aretz dike. The shayla of the poskim is, what happens to a bacher that comes to one zman, to two zmanim to live in Eretz Yisrael? I want to explain, but before we start, the etzem, the ikar, what I want to go to share, just to know, b'chlal, what is the handle? Legabi ale alochas, yontif sheini. The etzem, we know when is yontif. Abu minag aviseinu biyodeinu in chutzlaos that we keep 2 days. Ha'hoylech mimokim lamokim, noisni molov chomri mokim sholach misham. V'chomri mokim shebal misham. So you come from Chutz Loretz. Bnei Chutz Loretz. Minag aviseinu biyodeinu, they keep 2 days. So what if you switch the country? Aber noisni molov chomri mokim shalyotza misham. This is the reason. And fakat, if you come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, you have your minagim is 1 day. So you have your alochas of your place. V'sein talumotor is no shaykhes to chumras. It's not Yontav Sheni. Yontav Sheni is no din of Yontav Sheni. It's only 1 day. And Minag of Hussein will be a day, and we keep 2 days. So then, even though we know that it's only 1 day, so even though we switch the country, and we know it's 1 day, Chutzot's also know. But Minag of Hussein, Shema Yazar Dovali Kilkulay, so value of Chutzot is the person, you have that Minag, Shema Yazar Dovali Kilkulay, you have to give 2 days. Saint Alamotan has no shaykhs to that. It's no Minag of Hussein will be a day. You need rain. No, you say we will not be rain anymore. So we're not diving for rain. We need rain. So no shaykhs, I'm a chutzlaozdik person, I'm an Yisraelic person, there's no shaykhs. But if you live in Yisrael for 3 years, you say like Yisrael, you live in America, so what is the shayla? When you're coming to visit here, visit, learn for a zman. Yeah? What you do? What is the shayla? When you're diving to Hashem for rain, you're not living here, your parnas is in chutzlaoz. So lefi what you're diving. So the Mishneh Berurah and Kuf Yud Zayin brings a machlekes. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Seif Hei. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz l'aretz, oi lehefech. Im daitoi b'toich shono lachzor, shoyel kimekoimui. Im daitoi achar shono, shoyel kimokim shusham. The first sheet is, if you plan to go back in a year, in the year, in a year, in the year, so you daven like America. You're planning to come back more from a year, like Eretz Yisrael. כן קוסם הפריחודוש והביאו פרימגודים. ובספר, ברכי יוסף איסקי משם כמה גדולים, שכל אחד אישול כבני העיר שהוא שם. מחלקס. לא שייכס דיון דבשייני, a person in חוץ לארץ is in ארץ ישראל. The first sheet of Mishnah Berurah says, if you plan to go back in this year, דאבל like חוץ לארץ. The second sheet, דאבל like ארץ ישראל. So בהשקוף הראשון, people that just learn Mishnah Berurah themselves, what they say, so I'm planning to go back Pesach, yeah? Oshchodesh Nissan, the earliest, yeah. So what do you plan? What is the halacha? The first sheet of the Mishnah Berurah is I only have to stay with Saint Talamotah on the 4th of December. The second sheet is I have to say in Baruch Aleinu, Vastutman, Vastutan. What do you do? If you will not say, maybe it's a boh, maybe it's filled in the Vatola. You will do say. So from then came the psak from Rav Scheinberg. Say it, say in Shema Aleinu. It's not Me'akiv, the Nusach HaBrocha. Before Kiyato Hashem, say V'sein Talumoto. He said to add, V'sein Talumoto L'Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Shem Ezaman Oyer Bach, Gizok Me'er. The Mishnah Berurah didn't mean if you plan to go back in a year. He meant if you're planning to go back before the 4th of December. As it's okay. Marino V'Rabbeinu Shem Ezaman Oyer Bach, yeah? And this is the achroi she'iskablo v'bemidroshe from alle poiskim, kimat. If you're planning to go back before the 4th of December, then taka, you have to use the eitzah for Rav Scheinberg. And shema koleinu, v'sein talamoto livrocha, apnei adomo, and maybe l'bnei Eretz Yisrael. If you plan to go back after the 4th of December, zogim shlom zalman, you have to say in boruch aleinu, and if you didn't say, you have to daven again. If you said shema koleinu, achman, lego afim, but if you didn't say bichlal, so you have to daven again. So la aloche lemaise. If you stam a bacher, so we go to Pesach of Shem Zaman or Yabach. If you tell me in Rosh, if you come learn Torah, about you have to listen to Rav Scheinberg. So today, one of the enikos of Rav Scheinberg asked me, how you could machriya, not like Rav Scheinberg, lemaise, if Rav Scheinberg, Pashto Mishnah Berurah is much more like Rav Scheinberg, I'm asking. But lechura, if you tell people to say in Baruch Aleinu, I have to say like my Rebbe. But if you say Baruch Aleinu, the Maisik, you don't have to say, you're messing the bracha. The Torah says, we gave Akdome. That even if a person says before Zayin B'cheshvin, Zog the Tehillah LeDavid, Vail, it's Zman G'shomim B'Eretz Yisrael, at least in Eretz Yisrael, He says, even before Zayin Cheshvan, you're not Choyza. So, but the Yevon, if you do like Rishon Zalman, it's not a problem. So, man, it's not a problem. What?
But I'm sad that you have to do it like
American, again.
But here,
in this place, it's for sure, it's not a kilkul in the tefillah. Because this place needs, you don't have to read.
No, you
don't have to daven, but it's not a kilkul in the tefillah. It's not a kilkul in the tefillah. Now, what it be, it happens a couple, every year, you have all these bochim that they came here, but they have to go back before the 4th of December for 3 days and come back. The wedding of their brother, yeah? So, what to do? So the Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa told me, if it's only for a couple days, you start in Baruch Aleinu. When you come to Chutz La'aretz, he says, even then, to carry on, to say, I'm sorry. To start in Baruch Aleinu when you're in Eretz Yisrael, because first you have the Amshem Zalman, second you have the second Shita that you go to the place that you are. But when you come to Chutz La'aretz, then say only in Shema Aleinu. Because maybe you're like a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but even a Ben Eretz Yisrael has a Shita in the Birkei Yosef that you have to go to the place you are. So start in Baruch Aleinu. When you go to Chutz La'aretz and Shema Aleinu, come back, you say it back in Baruch Aleinu. Now, even that Lamashul, a Ben Chutz La'aretz, will say, came here for a week. He came to visit the Gdolim for a week. So we said, Alochas, he says in Shema Aleinu. He's allowed to be a Shatzanat. He's an Ovel, Beter Shana. It's over, but there's shana. What's to do? So, me'ikar adin and tefilas lachash, he says in Shema Kaleinu, and tefilas achazore, he says in Baruch Aleinu. Then it's negat all these bachim that are not mekabel usakim from Zalman, yeah? All the bachim that are learning Teroi, yeah? So they do like Mshaimba. Now, but they come to Davin in the Amud. Even in Teroi. Chazor is a shatz, they say no more. Because you go to feed the place here. And the Zohar, the Lekatchil is better not to be a Shatz. The Ayin of Stam and Shtibbles, they're looking for a Chazen, no Veltanir to be a Chazen, yeah? But with Iker Adin, you could be a Chazen. Now, what happens if I care? Then it's Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz for 2 days for a wedding. So if he already started in Baruch Aleinu, he doesn't stop. But what would be if he didn't start? What would be if he didn't start? It happened to Rav Steinman two years ago. He went to visit with the Ger Rebbe. It was a big visit in America. The visit started Vov Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan came. All the people in the Pamalye went to Rav Steinman. Vos Tutman. And that's just all they started to say. So, again, it's totally the two shittas. If you go to feed the place that you're going back to, if you're the first shita in Mishneh Berurah, here you have to say. But if you're the second shita, you don't have to say. So, B'shem Zaman Oyerbach and Rav Steinman said, you say in Shema Aleinu, and Rav Shmuel Zalman said to say in Shema Aleinu, and if you forgot to make a chazor with a tefillas nedova, Rav Shmuel told him to say the same talumot or libnei Eretz Yisrael. So the Lomim and Ponovich miyad had a shayla. I'm sure all of you know the time zone. Now in Eretz Yisrael, when they're holding in Mincha in America, Vov Cheshvan, and Eretz Yisrael already it's ready the night of Zayin Cheshvan. And that's Yisrael already asking for rain. So when you're in Mincha in America in Vov Cheshvan, you say the same Talumot or not? And that's Yisrael, they need rain now. Why does Zayin Cheshvan by night to say? Because they need rain in Yisrael. And that's Yisrael, they already need the rain now. And now that's Yisrael, now in America, Lama Zargan, it's day. Right? So now it stopped to rain. Why are you davening? Else Chutz La'aretz, you're not chayv to daven. I'm davening for the rain in Israel. And Eretz Yisrael already they're asking for rain. Oy dilma, it doesn't go like that. Why? First, it doesn't go like that. It's not, the Ma'aseh Chazal will never be attacking before Zayin Cheshvan. Also, could be belong this, as a big yisoid, I heard once from the Ma'aseh Samelech, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, that the Moshe, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's kedai to learn Motzi Yom Kippur, because no one is learning, you get a lot of Gan Eden. So maybe could I to learn Yom Kippur also. So some people like to learn Yom Kippur also. But if I don't know, it's also good. Matzah Yom Kippur, in the old days, was no, you know, these new yeshivas that everyone learns Matzah Yom Kippur. Tanya Mishnah Berurah was, Geis HaBatol Matzah Yom Kippur. So Mishnah Berurah Chaparai. But the Shaila is, why the Chaparai? In America, they're davening yet. How you could say that the whole Olam no one is learning? They're learning in America. Australia. The Talmud says, the time zone changes by us. But it's the same time zone that goes around. We, both of the dome, we can't understand how it goes. But Matzah Yom Kippur is one time. We see it that the Matzah Yom Kippur, no one is learning. And Olam HaMaisa, we see it in different hours. It's poshut hazeh. You say, Ayom Yom Echad Ba'Omer. Yeah? He said in that day, Osid Lover will be a video from Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? You'll be in Australia. You say, Ayom Yom Sheni Ba'Omer, and you'll see how the Makiv Da'Omer in Eretz Yisrael. Australia is ahead, yeah? Ayom Yom Sheni Ba'Omer, and you'll see how the Makiv Da'Omer in Eretz Yisrael. How you can say Ayom Sheni Ba'Omer? So the mele can say, in afternoon of Vav Cheshvin, you can't daven for rain in Eretz Yisrael, because you dear kilu the day. The shaila was the lomdim, the spitz lomdim in Panavich. They had a different shaila. What happens in Australia? I don't know if you know. Australia is ahead from Eretz Yisrael, right? Now already it's ready Friday morning. It's starting to get ready for Shabbos there. So you're in Australia in Zayin Cheshvin, in Eretz Yisrael it's Vav Cheshvin. You say the same Talmud on Eretz Yisrael or not? And Eretz Yisrael are not asking for rain already yet. You say if you mokim shiyotzu misham. How you can ask for rain? But again, mistam lemaisa you start. Let me get a shtickle weiter. Now, what is the halachas lemaisa? If a person forgot to say the same Talmud, he has to go back. What if he's misupik if he said the same Talmud? The halacha is we say a chazoke. That he said the way that he's used to, and mistama he didn't say v'sein talumoto, till 30 days pass, he has a chazoke. Why? Because 30 days he has 90 tefillas. That's like the Mishnah Berurah. It's one of the kashas that no one knows the answer, so Shabbos in the middle, so it's never 90 tefillas. The tzorach yud. Maybe it's bota b'miyutai. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz, Tur brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, is a etza, you say 90 times. This etza, all the chutzlal tzedike have to do tonight. They have to do the Eitz of Rabbeinu Peretz. And I'll explain to you in a second why. Rabbeinu Peretz says that Azei V'kirev D'Gichoyis of Chayov, that if you say 90 times, it's like 30 days. What do you have to say 90 times? So, most of the poets coming down to say, V'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, V'sein talu moto livrocho. V'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, V'sein talu moto livrocho. V'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, V'sein talu moto livrocho. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says to say, also two words in the end, like this, it will come into the mindset to get used to saying it. Why the Chutzlal Tzedike, it's very kedai that they will do it tonight? Because the Maisa, even though Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says to say it in Baruch Aleinu, and he said that if you forgot, you have to repeat again the tefillah, that was the Rav Scheinberg, it's the other Rashitas. So the Maisa, you have Mamish Safek Brocha. A Ben Eretz Yisrael didn't say the same Talumot, he'll say it happens again. We'll see later if it's a Baruch HaLevatola or not. But Ben Chutz La'aretz, he's machmir of Shlom Zalman to say in Baruch Aleinu, and he doesn't daven, he has to daven again. But it's a shaila.
On the other side, he was never yet to any of the other Shmona answers.
What?
But he says, it has to be a full psak. It's not a
problem. I said, but the ever we said if you say it's not a problem. You're going like, of Shaim Bezenikel, but that's the third. Now, let me get weiter. The halacha is, you have to say in Baruch Aleinu. You forgot, and you remember in the middle of the bracha, you say it in the middle of the bracha. If you finish the bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes if to say it before Tka B'Shofar, or to wait to Shema Kuleinu. The Biur Halacha himself says to wait to Shema Kuleinu. Lemaisa, the minig is we say it straight after Baruch Aleinu, because we're scared you will forget to say it in Shema Kuleinu. Now, you forgot to say it before Vetka B'Shoifo, you say it in Shema Kuleinu before Kiyato Hashem. You forgot to, and what you say, again, the Kitzur says you say before Kiyato Hashem, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings down, and the Aruch HaShulchan, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, Al Pnei Adom. You forgot to say it before Kiyato Hashem. And you start, Kiyato Hashem, oi, so you say, V'sein Talumoto Livrocho, Al Pnei Adomo, Kiyato Hashem. You forgot to, Baruch Ato Hashem. You say, Baruch Lamdeni Chukecho, V'sein Talumot Livrocho, Al Pnei Adomo, Kiyato Hashem. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemaya Tefillah. You say, V'sein Talamot Olivrocha, Alpnei Adomo, Retzei. You started Retzei, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You can't go back to Shabbat Aleinu. You finish Shmonesre after Yule Rotzoin, the second Yule Rotzoin, you go back Shmonesre. So again, you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you say in Shabbat Aleinu. You forgot after Shabbat Aleinu, you don't go back to Shabbat Aleinu. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. You forgot after Shmonesre, you have to repeat again. And now, Lomei Pesachon, really, I really wanted to start the shiur. Frektzach the Shaila Azei. A person starting to say V'sein Talumoto, he said Baruch Aleinu, he forgot V'sein Talumoto. Karen, he got the Shmak Aleinu. He forgot in Shmak Aleinu. Started Ratzei. So what he has to do? Go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, he forgot again. Now he's holding an Ala Tzadikim. Ala Rishoyim. But he's holding an Ala Tzadikim. He wants to know what to do. And I explained to you, what to do. What is his answer? To carry on traveling to Shmak Aleinu? He was already in Shmak Aleinu. He was in Ritzei. They told him from Ritzei, you don't go back to Shmak Aleinu. From Ritzei, it's the Shutra Ben Chanan, we're passing, from Ritzei is no back to Shmak Aleinu. It's back to Baruch Aleinu. And he went to Baruch Aleinu, and he didn't do nothing in Baruch Aleinu. So the second Baruch Aleinu is useless. So what is the Ala Tzadikim now? What's Ala Tzadikim? A person holding in Ritzei can go back to... So what, he will carry on to Shmak Aleinu? It's because this person went back from Ritzei to Shmak Aleinu. He just took a couple of brachas in the middle. So it's three eitzes. Other go back again to Baruch Aleinu. This suffix was a suffix from Dayan Weiss, Bala Min Chasitzchok, Sechot Tzadik Livroche. I heard it from Rabbi Avrom Genachovsky, that this is the suffix. So I went to ask him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So he told me, who is this person that forgets so much? They want to answer me. I told him, Rebbe, he's standing in the other room, he doesn't know what to do now. So Shlomo Zalman said, to carry on till Shmak Aleinu, and to say it in Shmak Aleinu. We'll see later, talking from different rabbanim, I asked Kimat Ala Poiskim this Shaila. We'll see later. But this is the psak from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, when he goes back, it's Kilu raced. Recording. So he races at Kilu to Baruch Aleinu, and now it's Kilu Numa Baruch Aleinu. We'll see if it's Ishna Zay Poshet. Very good. We'll see. Lama to the Oymek of the Sukhi. The Tesfis in Tfilas HaShacha. A person forgot in Mincha to say Yalla V'Yavri. Mincha, Rosh Chodesh afternoon, he forgot Yalla V'Yavri. Now he wants to know, he has to daven again, but he remembered by night. Now, if he will daven tonight two Ma'arivs, he doesn't gain. Because he will not say Yalla V'Yavri. Shmonesre on a Yalla V'Yavri, he has anyways. Tesef is down the first shita. Shelo yispalel. There's no point to daven two Ma'arivs. Why? Mincha he has. What is missing? Yalla V'Yavri. Tonight he will not have a Yalla V'Yavri. So what is the point? There's no point to do it. No point. The Rav Elfasi omar, shetzorich lachzor v'lispal el arvi shtayim. Zog the stipler. What is the machlekes? The first sheet holds, when you miss Yalla V'Yavoi, it's a shmonesre. Just what? You missed the Yalla V'Yavoi. So why you have to dive in a whole tefillah? Basically, you just have to say Yalla V'Yavoi. But you can't say Yalla V'Yavoi alein. Yalla V'Yavoi has to be dressed with a shmonesre. So the only eitzah is to daven again and to have a shmonesre again. This is the eitzah. Rabbi Fasi holds a tefillah on Yalla V'Yavoi nishken tefillah. What we do l'aloch l'maaseh? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a achroah. And b'meil zog the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ches Seif Yud Aleph Sofek v'yispalel oy tefillah b'teiras nedova. B'meil zog the Mishnah Berurah l'aloch l'maaseh. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Be'erev Shabbos, and you forgot Yalla V'Yavri and Mincha, and you remember by night, you don't daven two Ma'arivs L'Erev Shabbos. Because you can't do a T'nai, Nedova, and Erev Shabbos. So that's the Achroah of the Mishnah Berurah. You forgot two Yalla V'Yavri and Mincha, normally you daven again. You remember Motzi Rosh Chodesh, you daven Ma'ariv, V'Teres Nedova, Dainu, extra Ma'ariv. Erev Rosh Chodesh Shechal Be'erev Shabbos, you forgot Yalla V'Yavri, you don't daven L'Erev Shabbos too, because you can't make it Tnai of Nedova. Let me get invited. Klal Rav Shmuel Razovsky. What happens? A shayla that happens a lot of times. Shabbos.
Why did you have a normal Shabbos?
So what? You can't do the Dover in Shabbos.
You can't do Dover.
What?
But you can't do double Shabbos. You can't do double Chol.
Yeah. B'meile. Klal Rav Shmuel Razovsky. What would be if a person, Rosh Hashanah Shechali is b'Shabbos, it happens a lot. Shabbos, Yom Tov Shel Sukkos. Person benched, he said Yalav Yovei, forgot Ritzei. Benched again, said Ritzei, forgot Yalav Yovei. Has to bench the third time or not? Aloch HaNamayse, happens a lot. It's not a yodit that I don't get that child. Same person that forgets the first time, but then forgets the second time. Now he has to bench the third time, or he doesn't have to bench the third time. So Rav Shmuel Razovsky, who is telling these two shailas? If we say that Birkas HaMazon on Ritzei is a Birkas HaMazon, so he has a Birkas HaMazon. No, he has to prepare for the Ritzei. The second time he has a Birkas HaMazon with the Ritzei. So he has a Ritzei and he has the other. But if we say, is Nishkin Brocha, the first benching is Nishkin benching, the second benching is Nishkin benching, bench the third time. So Rav Shmuel Razovsky, so La Locha, he doesn't know what to do. Bishneim in a tefillah, you can make a tefillah as a nedava. A Birkas HaMazon, you can't make a Birkas HaMazon nedava. So if you ate Kedei Sviya, could be it's a Sofik Dei Raisa L'chumra. Also in Pashas, not. Because the Din HaSkor is the Din Dei Rabban. Let's say Klal Rav Shmuel Razovsky. He brings a raya. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Peiches Seif Gimel. Mugen Avro. What would be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? And a person forgot Ratzei. When he benches the second time, he says Ratzei. Zog Mugen Mugen Avrom, it's Kedai to say Yalav Yovei again. Why? Because you're benching anyway. Why not to say Yalav Yovei again? Freitim Shmuel Razovsky. For sure to say Yalav Yovei again. Because the first benching doesn't count. We see from Mugen Avrom that he's going like the Shittas, that a benching without Ritzei is a benching. Because you have to repeat again to bench, because you can't say Ritzei alone, so you bench again. I mean, if you have one benching with Ritzei, one benching with Yalavi, you don't have to bench another one. Not only that, in Shabbos Chanukah, the Mugen Avrom says, that if you forgot Yalavi, and the second time, you don't have to say Alanisim again. Because anyway, Alanisim is Nishtazei, it's like Mugen Avrom. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand. The first benching is fafal. He for sure has to say Alanisim again. We don't count the first benching. It's very interesting for Rav Shmuel Razovsky. This is machlekes two tirutzim in Tosfos. If it counts or it doesn't count. And here the Mishnah Berurah says Misvaras Atzmoi, the first benching doesn't count. You for sure have to say Alanisim again. We'll go back to it in a second. Zot Reb Chaim and Stenzel. What could happen to you tomorrow? Mincha Erev Shabbos, yeah, we're already passing like Shem Zaman, everyone says you Baruch Aleinu, V'Sein Talumoto. You forgot, you didn't say 90 times, and you forgot V'Sein Talumoto and Mincha. What do you do? You daven to Ma'ariv Zanat. What? What to do? If we say without V'Sein Talumoto is Nishken Mincha, daven to Ma'ariv. But if it's a tefillah, why I have to daven again? Because I'm missing the score. Shabbos, you don't say the same Tanu Matom. What to do? La Loch Lamais. Lefi the Mishnah Brura, Lechure, it's a Sofik Brochus. You can't really have to make an Adova. Oh, but in Shabbos, you can't make an Adova. It's going to be Mamash Lagal Lamais. Tomorrow, La Loch Lamais. Zog Reb Chaim and Stenzel, I think it's the old Stenzel, is the first Stenzel. Zog Reb Chaim and Stenzel, Lekula Alma, you have to daven to my ribs. Because the same Tanu Matom, is nishken haskore. Das ist chelik von dem Matbea Atfile. Wie ist er reif in die Gmorre, die haskore, die haskore, die Avdinen. Es ist eine big Reihe von den Sfardim und von some of the Boston und noch ein paar Chassidim. That in the winter they say Baruch Aleinu, and in the summer they say Borcheinu. They have a different nusach. We have the same nusach. I'm always saying the same Baruch, I'm always saying the same Talamoto. The Sfarim is two different zachen. What's the pshat? Because the same Talamoto is chelik from the matbea, but then the ganze matbea is another matbea. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh, they don't have a different Ritzay. So, Mila, Zeh v'Reb Chaim. I'm saying, it's a shtickle problem, because even if Reb Chaim gipask in a Zeh la'aloche, the Morgan Avrom and Simen Kufches is mashma that he's medamme v'sein talumot oti al v'yavoy. Look at the Mishnebura Simen Kufches in Kod Lamedches. And the Maise and Sefer Tehilo le'Dovid. He's nistapek in it. Reb Chaim Noe and Zain Sefer. Ktzeis HaShulchon and the Kafachayim and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Paskin that in also Besein Talumoto, it's a Sofik Broches. Bemele, you have to make an Adovin, and Shabbos you can't daven. And not only that, and the Kovitz Yeshurun, and Tovshin Samach Nun Zayin, came out from Rebsolyan Kefisher, and he said that Besein Talumoto, Lekula Almez Askorin. And he says for sure not to daven again in Shabbos. So La Aloha Lemaise, the Poiskim against Abchaim. So again, I think it's Kedai to say 90 times with Saint Talumoto. Other than if you forget in Minchen, you remember Belal Shabbos, you don't know what to do. Maybe tell them what you learned. Chves nisht. Now, Lemaise, we'll go back to our Shabbos. What happens in Shabbos if a person forgot Ritzei, he benched again, forgot Yalevi Yovri. But he said Ritzei. You have to bench a third time or not. And Sefer Har Tzvi is also in his topic. The suffix from Shmuel. Just he says it has a different suffer. Could happen to also to the people that will not say Besein Talamoto 90 times. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You daven Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You said Besein Talamoto, you forgot Yalev Yovri. You daven again, right? Chutz by night, by day. You said Yalev Yovri, you forgot Besein Talamoto. You daven the third time or not? If you don't know now, then there's no one to ask. You daven Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Every Rosh Chodesh. Normally after 90 days, you remember. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you said the same Talumoto, you forgot Yalev Yovri. You daven again, you said Yalev Yovri, you forgot the same Talumoto. You have to daven the third time or not. Who told him this two tzadonim of Teisvus? Misafik l'churit. Daven the third feel in the double. But again, and because I'm Muslim, we can't daven in the double. So what we do la'alocha le'maise in Birkas HaMosel? So what is nira la'alocha le'maise to do le'maise to bench a third time? I want to explain why. The Levush Esrad explains that the first benching doesn't count. But we ask the Kasha why. It's a suffix in Teisvus. The Levush Esrad explains like this. He says the reason it doesn't count, it's not stam because it doesn't count. Because you have to bench again, a person can't bench twice. I want to explain the oimik of the lomdus. The stibler explains like this. A person davens mincha and he didn't say yalevi yovei. So one side is, tefillah is gomish. If you're missing words, the tefillah is erased. Daven again. So you daven again by night, even if you by night you will not say yalevi yovei. What is the other side? No. When you miss yalevi yovei, the tefillah is a good tefillah. So why do you have to say daven again? Because you have to say Yalevi Yovel, and you can't say Yalevi Yovel without Shmon Ezra, so we'll have you to daven again. So the second daven is only a purpose for Yalevi Yovel. But I daven once. So daven again. What's this? Alevi Yishis Paralam Kolayon. Benching, you can't bench twice. So when we want to tell you to bench the second time, you're right, the first benching is a good benching. You're only missing Ritzei. But if we want to make you to bench again, when you start to bench again, we have to erase the first benching. Person cannot have two benchings. But mainly the first one is Kemisha Eider. So if the second one counts, if you miss on the second one, so again you're missing. We can't count the first one, Kilo was a tefillah. But mainly, and because I wasn't, even if normally it's not a chisor and a matbea, but when you bench again, but mainly you're missing the first one.
Mashruach on Shabbos?
What? You're right, a person's Lamashal will say the same Talamoto. If you didn't say it, it doesn't mean that the Brochas. I'll explain now the Shaila. We're going back to Minchas Yitzchok Shaila. A Brocha didn't say the same Talamoto in Baruch Aleinu. He went to Shmak Aleinu. He forgot in Shema Goleinu, got the Ritzei, went back to Baruch Aleinu. Again forgot in Baruch Aleinu. He's Ba'al HaTzadikim. So what was the suffix? If we say that the Matbea is not a chisor in the tefillah, so he has all the brachas ready lined up to Shema Goleinu. She says, he's going back to Baruch Aleinu, and he didn't say to Baruch Aleinu. Who lets him to carry on traveling? Yeah? The Torah says, while he's davening again from Baruch Aleinu, and you can't stand davening again from Baruch Aleinu. You can't add a Shmoneh Esrei with 25 brachas. So the only way to start the davening again from Baruch Aleinu is to race from Baruch Aleinu and to start to record again from Baruch Aleinu. So Avada, a person that finished the daven, Lamashal, could be he has a Shmoneh Esrei, even if he didn't say B'Sein Talamoto. He's only missing the Eskol. It could be by night, Lel Shabbos, he can't daven again. But in the case that he re-davened again, so then we don't say Stam, he's holding a Shema Kalein and he's starting to add brachas. He's racing it. And then Afkimino will be pushed. That if he said Baruch Aleinu, and then Alat Tzadikim, and he skips Vel Yerushalayim, and he goes to Shema Kalein, he's not Yaitse. His Shmonesa is not the Pshat that he's adding brachas. This is the Lashon from Zaman. The Herosh the Gate Falfal. On the Mele we measure again. I asked Ravozna, the Zal B'Shal, Ravozna also said, to carry on to Shema Kaleinu, and to say it to Shema Kaleinu. I asked the Bar Pavalski, Rav Mishua, Rav Meivan, all of them said, Avada, in this case, Likule Alme, Avada to go straight, Biz Shema Kaleinu. I sent the letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and the lashon of the answer was, I'm not a poisek, aloha lemaise, I can't pass in this psak. But Bifrat in Yerushalayim, go to Asher B'Liashiv. I don't want to answer the shayla. It's a shver shayla. Now, where could be nafkiminis la'aloha lemaise? The first shayla I got tonight, this shayla, till 90 days, I get every couple of minutes. A bocher l'moshel forgot the same talumoto. He didn't mamish forget. His was that he remembered before davening that he's going to say B'Sein Talamoto. When he got to Shema Kaleinu, he remembered that he is not sure if he said it in Baruch Aleinu. So he decided to carry on because he didn't know that you could say it after Baruch Atav Shoshumei Tefillah. So he finished the Tefillah. And now he remembered to go to ask the Shaila what to do. And the Aloch is, Mishavura says, that if you remembered before davening that you're going to say B'Sein Talamoto, if you remember, if you start to mistapik a long time after davening, so you don't have to repeat, because mistami you said. But if miyad after davening you have a suffix, we could assume that you didn't say. This is the Mishnah book. So I told him he has to daven again. So Shaila is what everyone asks. He has to go to find a minion again or not? So here's the Shaila. If the first tefillah is kemisha einoi, so if he's with the people that daven with the minion, so I'm not going out to the minogim, so he has to daven with the minion. If he's with the people that don't daven with the minion, so I'm not going to give him musa now, yeah? But if the pshat is the tefillah isn't tefillah, just he's missing the Saint Talumoko, it was yoytzer the tefillah, not the shomim tzvei meir b'tzibu. So genug ain't tefillah b'tzibu.
Regular
shlomo, he doesn't have a mincha.
So he has to go.
So Mishnah Berurah says it's a tzir of a tefillah. He's mitzar for the first tefillah. There's noch andere halachas.
It's
not mitzar. He came to me in the middle of the night saying mitzar.
Oh, yeah.
Now, another shaila. Someone sent me a letter. And it bring me that was a maise in the sefer. And the Briskirov, they took out, the Machon Yerushalayim took out the stories. On page 40-45, Remeir brings down B'Shem Remeir Soloveitchik. I'm saying, I only saw it there. That once, that he himself, Remeir, forgot to say Yalav Yavoy in the Tefillah. It's like what Remeir says on himself. This is what they say. Forgot to say Yalav Yavoy in a Shabbos, it was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. And he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. And he was so sad that, you know, he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy. So he went to his father, Buskirov, like to say, you know, I forgot Yalav Yavoy. So the Buskirov shined. He said, Givaldik, now you have more from, you have almost seven more brachas from your brachas. Because you could daven again. Now, the Buskirov and Tzachon, the first seven is not a bracha levatola. So he told him, very good. Shabbos is missing, you could daven again. There's nothing wrong. Not so bad, Michal. You know, sometimes someone forgets Yalav Yavoy, he feels bad. Don't feel bad. Just daven again. He didn't say B'Sein Talamoto. It's a bad feeling. Very good. Givaldik. Daven again. You have enough. Shabbos. And the same thing, the Sefer Maisi Ish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that he asked the Chazon Ish once, he forgot, someone forgot, I don't know what to say, Yalev Yobin Rosh Chodesh. So, he already has another 18 brachas for Mea brachas or not, and the Chazon Ish told him for sure. It counts. It's like Alamo on these shiurim. Tarki Hashem Yishorim, Tzadikim Yerichubo, Berishayim Yikoshkubo. No, I'm not sure right now that everyone that forgets every time will stop to feel guilty. Just not only that, I think that most bochim remember the middle of davening. Then could be stuck a bochel batolo, we said. Because Rosh Hashanah says you have to raise the cup of brachas. If you finish davening, again, if you finish davening and you have to daven again, so I know the first feeler is a good feeler, missing a couple words. If in the middle you start to say bochelenu twice, there's no two bochelenus. Then the only way that Chazal can let you to bench, they may calculate the first big tefillah. So sometimes you're happier when you remember it in the middle. I think that it's better to remember after.
Why shouldn't you finish it?
Because you can't do this bochel atoli. You're not allowed to daven like this. Chazal don't let you to daven like this. So again, I'm saying, so this could be enough kimin lemaisa and this shayla, but lemaisa lefi the stipler stole in two terutzim and taisvus. If it's mishalim matbea shetogu chachomim, lechurot is a brocha levatole. Im lo yishen noima that the chazanish lebuskerov, other was pushed them like one tzad, that it's not, again, they didn't say that in v'sein talumoto. The buskerov that mistom holds like a prime and stencil, and v'sein talumoto will say that it's bichlam nishkin tefillin. I'm saying the pashtus. If it's not, if it's mishanim in matbea, it's a brocha levatole. If you're b'chaim, it's brocha mishnah me'as dam b'tzibu. As this chayv, yeah. If I say b'ayda, it's brocha dam b'tzibu. If you're b'chaim, it's dam b'tzibu. But I'm saying, can zayin that the b'skirov and b'chaim was in chaznish nem tzachon that even if it's mishanim in matbea, it's not a chisom. Now, a shayla could happen a lot of times in Shabbos. The halacha is in Shabbos, if you daven tefillah schol, and you said the askore of Shabbos, b'diavad yoyotze. Shema kolein, you masker Shabbos, b'diavad yoyotze. What happens? Shaila lemaisa, a bocher, and a mistake, daven tefillah schol. I have to remind you, a maisa, that I just remembered the second. Someone told me this 2 weeks ago, a maisa, that in Slabotke, The way it was, the altar was in charge. Like most of yeshivas, he was in charge on the aliyahs. There was a person, 50 years old, I think his name was Reb Noyach, I'm not sure. He was like a shtick of menal in yeshiva. Kitzer, 1 week, he got a chamishi. A revi. He's very insulted. He got a revi. You know, the altar gave him a revi in Shabbos. Normally, the older bochim got it, but a married person. So, when he said good Shabbos, you know, he went near the altar, Mislabotke. Good Shabbos, Revi, you know. So the altar told him, Hamiskabed bekloin chaveiroi zucht kovet? Hamiskabed bekloin chaveiroi zucht kovet? So the altar told him, you remember 25 years ago, Shabbos morning, was a bocher, it was an Ilu, I forgot his name, ran into yeshiva with his tefillin. Well, he was learning with a gemara and a tefillin, he forgot that Shabbos, yeah? He ran into Bismarck, no Shabbos morning, the Ilu from yeshiva runs in with a tefillin, you know? So I send you to tell him, not, you know, Shabbos, not to put on tefillin. And you didn't run. You didn't mind that he will start. You didn't mind, you know? 2 minutes to be Levitic, yeah? The other wanted to stop it. You went over. Oh, but it was nish geläuft. Am is kabed bekloin chaveiro is zucht kabed? The other took 25 years when he felt that person said, you're right. And he told the altar, if you would tell me it earlier, I would not be mekabel the Musa. Now it's far from the Maise. I'm asking to hear the oimek. So it happens. I luim am all davin tefillah schoel b'shabes, yeah? Now the shayla is like this. So you daven tefillah schoel b'shabes. And you make a score of Shabbos in the middle. When you finish, you say, 1 second, but I didn't say the Saint Talumoto. Now, he has to daven again or not? This Sofik clears, I found that Sofik, Shiuri Broche, Mechidot. One is the suffix. I will explain the suffix. Stolen all the lumbas that we said. Lemaise al Shabbos he was yoytze. We pass in the halacha if you mask choil, you mask your Shabbos you yoytze. But you didn't say we say talumoto. Now lemaise if the matbea is a good tefillah, so lemaise I have a good tefillah choil with Shabbos. I'm missing we say talumoto. And Shabbos we don't mind if you're missing we say talumoto. But the evet. But if the matbea tefillah in the winter is we say talumoto, so you didn't have a tefillah choil. So if you didn't have a tefillah choil, so maybe you have to daven again. And this could happen. So you say this doesn't happen so much, yeah? Because most people don't know b'chal where the maskish of Shabbos and Chol. But what happens? Yes, to Bochrim. Everyone knows the halacha, and if not, they will know it now. What would be if you daven? You start Atuchon Antonu Shabbos. What do? You finish the bracha. You don't stop. You finish the bracha, and then you switch. Yismach Moishem Matan Shelkei Kevin Neimar Korosala. Yeah. Say so. A person says Atuchon Antonu Chol Nadoras Yismach Moishem. Some people, they only remember the Slach Lonu, that so they finish. Ma'abri Sloyach, Yismach Moshe. A person said, Baruch Oleinu, Mevorich Hashonim. Oh, it's Shabbos. Yismach Moshe. One sec, but I didn't say also the Saint Alumoto. What to do now? What to do now? I didn't say the Saint Alumoto. So this is not so hard. Maybe you could say it then. He remembered after Tka B'Shoifor Godoy. Oh, it's Shabbos. So what to do? One second. So again, look at a good case. You come to Shabbos, Shachit, Shtiblach, you start the daven, yeah? The morning is a bit shvel to remember, it's weekday without tefillin, but little Shabbos could happen, maybe more. Yeah? Tka B'Shoifor Godoy. One second, it's Shabbos. Okay, so I heard it yesterday in the shir, you finished the bracha. So I'm planning to finish. One second, but I didn't say it B'Sein Talumoto. So what to do now? Again, it can happen to all of you tomorrow night. You're holding with Kabbish Shoifal. Now, one second. It's Shabbos. Okay, the halacha is to finish the bracha. But I didn't say the same Talumoto. So, Mimonef Shach. If without the same Talumoto, the matzav is terrible, so it means that from Baruch Aleinu I'm spoiled already. Right? So I can't finish the Kabbish Shoifal. Baruch Aleinu. Normally they tell me it's an Eitzah to go to Shema Kuleinu. And I will never get the Shema Kuleinu. After Yismach Moshe, there's no Shema Kuleinu. So what I will do now, if I will finish the bracha, it's a bracha nevatole. Because my baruch oleinu is fafal. So normally, be'etzem, lo yitzur is no Shema Kuleinu. So a person that didn't say v'sein talumoto, they tell him, say it again, right? Lo yitzur is no Shema Kuleinu. Shema Kuleinu disappeared. So if a person misses and baruch oleinu v'sein talumoto, he has to bench and daven it again. This person will never get the Shema Kuleinu. So what he does, you can't say, what do you do if it happens to you? And especially if you become a rabbi one day and people ask you that. Yeah, the shayla lemaisa. So this person sent me in this letter that he found up still, Chashulchan says that, Yesh mi she'oimer, Shim oma mevorach ha'shonim v'oye b'choyre v'loy oma v'sein talumoto. And he went more from that. He said, Baruch Aleinu. And he finished. And he switched to Shabbos. He was not Yaitze. So, but the Shaila is Lemaisa, what to do? Chveis is Lemaisa, what to do? What do you do? But the Kasha is to finish the Tka B'Shoifal, I think stopping Brochus, Lekula, to stop and to go to Shabbos in the middle. Because if the Tzad that Baruch Aleinu doesn't exist here, but if we say no, the Matbea is a good Matbea. The problem is that I'm missing the Saint Alumoto. Say it! Maskamantan? I don't have word to say it. There's no Shema Kuleinu in Shabbos. You can't stop Shema Kuleinu.
Shari Shuma says you have to go back.
To where?
He says you start Shema all over again the weekday, and then after Baruch Hashem you switch to Shabbos.
Why have to go? If you go back, it's still Shabbos. It doesn't make sense. If you go back, why does it Baruch Hashem atol? Stop. What you should have mechutin mit the Baruch Aleinu.
If I read, it doesn't make sense. You should have wrong thing.
Doesn't make sense. So, again, I'm saying the best thing is to say 90 times and we may not have all of the shilas.
Why does the same book say more than 12?